Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It is the longest running disability festival in the world, and this weekend it'll be in Sacramento. Superfest debuted in 1970, and in the 50 plus years since has grown to an international film festival that celebrates cinema, which portrays disability through a diverse and complex lens, in a way that also prioritizes access for filmgoers of all abilities. This weekend it's going to be in Sacramento. For the past 5 years, the Sacramento Public Library has partnered with Superfest. And this weekend, Superfest will showcase 10 films for both mature and family-friendly audiences. Kara Latham is the supervisor for the Ella K. McClatchy branch of the Sacramento Public Library. And Shayna Guraya is the co-director of Superfest. And they're joining us with more about the festival. It's taking place Sunday, January 28th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. virtually on Zoom. Good afternoon to you both. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Kara, I want to start with you. How did the library become connected to Superfest?
We got involved after a librarian branch supervisor, Amber Fawn Wooten Clark, chose it, and we decided to bring it in as part of our equity statement and our focus on accessibility for everyone at the library and representing more of our diverse populations.
Hmm. Given that this is now going to be the fifth year, so obviously the response has been good, what makes a film festival like this unique? What has the response been from the Sacramento community?
Well, the community has been very responsive. I think Shayna can probably address this a little more closely. The festival itself is amazing and has people from all over the world both submitting and watching during the big festival, which is, I call it the big Superfest in San Francisco, the original. We're actually a showcase, which means that we only show a few of the films each year. We're more constrained with time and some of the ability to present it. So we have our own group here locally with the Braille and Talking Book Library, resources in independent living, California State Library, DDSO, and we get together and then we pick our own version of the larger festival.
Awesome. All right, Shayna, I want to get to you. You're a local. You're from Elk Grove. You're joining us from outside the area, though. Where did your love for film and creating cinema, where did it begin?
Yeah, I think it began as a kid. You know, my mom's from England and my dad's from India, so I grew up on a healthy diet of Bollywood and Doctor Who. And that was very much their way of, like, you know, exposing us to the cultures that we couldn't be a part of because we lived in America, right? And so from there, you know, I like to say that I got my start at Superfest through submitting a short film first. And that was in 2020, which I directed. And it was such a great experience because even though it was a virtual Zoom festival, there was so much engagement and thought put in. And I actually had someone help me get my first professional screenwriting job from that. And from there, Emily Badix, the co-director alongside me, kept inviting me to do panels throughout the year for different screenings for showcases, similar to the Sacramento Superfest showcase. And then I was invited to be on the jury, and now I'm here as co-director. And so I say all this not to brag or anything, but it's really because the Superfest community doesn't just give you an acceptance of your film and then leave you to your own devices. The folks in the community really care and have formed such a support system and bond.
Yeah, it's certainly unique. I mean, and you capture that so well. If someone is just learning about Superfest in this conversation, how do you describe it to someone?
Yeah. So, you know, mainstream films about people with disabilities are usually told from a non-disabled point of view and can be very ableist. And so we're not about that at all. What makes us unique and stand apart is that we go beyond disability 101. That's the phrase we like to use. Superfest is more about upholding disability 201 and including films that push the disability conversation further than inspiration porn and surface level conversations of, like, here's how I became disabled. An example of a topic we featured in the past is parenthood and disability and the nuances that go with that, even the societal barriers to access becoming a parent. And so that's what Superfest is all about. We're literally giving a platform to experiences that haven't been seen on screen before. And on top of that, we're inviting the filmmakers and actors with disabilities to come and be on panels about their films.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
That's wonderful. I mean, just taking in what you're saying, like through the perspective of typically, you know, in mainstream film through an ableist point of view, I mean, that's so limiting and there's so many blind spots that come with that. I mean, you have a background in film and TV production. You got your master's at USC. I mean, you wrote for the upcoming Netflix animated series. You're also a fellow of the Sundance's Institute for Accessible Futures Initiative, and that's incredible. So you are very much embedded into making meaningful strides in film to make it more inclusive for everyone of all abilities. Do you think there have been strides in recent years? You know, I think about what you just said, you know, having an actor play a person with, you know, who is experiencing or has a limitation or a disability instead of actually casting someone with that lived experience, or at the very least, not even consulting with someone who lives with that disability, you know, during the film's production. Have you been seeing like strides that are encouraging to you?
Yes, I've definitely been seeing strides that are encouraging to me. Otherwise, I would have become very jaded and not pursued this. But I think there are strides that are happening. However, the other component to that is those strides are happening because of our disabled community. And, you know, we see people like Keely Catt Wells, who are leaders in this field, who are helping to manage actors with disabilities and get them in roles such as The Last of Us. And we also see people like Nick Novicki, who run the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge every year, where those short films make it into large festivals. And then we also have folks like the Inevitable Foundation, which I'm also a part of, which gives screenwriters with disabilities more engagement with executives who can really be the gatekeepers into the industry. And so, yes, I think we're getting into more rooms. There are more actors with disabilities working than before. However, we still are up against a lot of societal barriers and a lot of executives who just want big names to star in roles of disabled people, which is unfortunate. And so, you know, I have a lot of hope because there are some really rad folks out there putting in the good work. And Superfest is one part in a larger movement that just keeps growing.
Well, I want to get to Sunday because people can take in Superfest for themselves and watch 10 films, which is really incredible. So this event is actually going to be on Zoom, Kara. Explain why it's going to be on Zoom and what people should know if this is their first time they're going to take part in it.
Absolutely. One of the most important things is to go on to Sacramento Public Library, the website, and register, because without registration, you won't be able to get onto the Zoom to see the film.
So is there a cost?
There is no cost. It is absolutely free. It is available to anyone. There's no cap that I'm aware of. I should say that, just I suppose it could explode, but I don't think it will get beyond the cap of being able to watch it. But we do have 10 wonderful films. It's always so hard to cull down. I'm sure Shana knows the same thing. You get these magnificent films and you only have so much time to be able to show them. And every year, I've been a part of it since we started. And I do believe, by the way, we did Shana's film. I think it was one of the first ones we showed Shana, Wheelchair Wendy, which was a great, it's very applicable now too because it's Barbie. So it was a Barbie version. It was great. So we have the 10. You must register. You can register pretty late, but register first to get the link. And then it will be from 3 to 6 on Sunday, Zoom. They're just great. All of them, part of them was we chose the ones that the most that we could choose, of course, so they're short, but we were able to get the Best of Festival, so that's the As You Are one, and also my favorite this year, which was Culicide, which is a a mosquito one. I have a thing with it. Last year there was one about a spider. So they're really great films. And we're also hoping to continue, the Sacramento Public Library is, in extending the awareness of the festival around and possibly having showings throughout the year. So at different libraries, so that even more people can come in person and have that community.
Wonderful. Kara, thank you so much for joining us. I know Sunday's going to be great.
Thank you.
And Shana, it was great speaking with you. Please keep in touch.
Thank you so much.
Kara Latham is the supervisor of Ella K. McClatchy Branch at Sacramento Public Library. And Shana Garaya is the co-director of Superfest. The Sacramento Superfest is happening this Sunday, January 28th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we have all of that information on our Insight page. And with that, that's it for Insight today. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.